Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 90th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled, You Scratch My Back, original air date November 15th, 1997. We start with Nightwing on top of a water tower, and, okay, so here is Nightwing. He is the grown-up, former Robin, who is now his own superhero. He works in the city of Bloodhaven, not Gotham, but here he is just sitting there. I guess we're in a new city, or we're still in Gotham, they don't really tell us. But this is a new hero, and he's just there. Remember when the show was good at introducing new characters and settings without being like all dumb about it? So far, we have had two very bungled intros to the new Robin and the former Robin. I'm not liking the direction they're introducing new people in this. Nightwing looks cool as hell, though. He has an all-black suit with only a blue bird-like logo on his chest wrapping around to his back. And he has the black Robin-like mask on his face. And I'm not going to skip the fact that he has an amazing mullet. He has a mullet so great Captain Planet would be jealous of that. Nightwing is investigating some shady goings on in the docks when suddenly Batman and Batgirl show up.
What are you doing here?
Pre-dawn, the dockyards. Where else would a person in a mask be?
This is my gig. If I needed you, I'd have called.
Smugglers.
Gunrunners, out of South America. The only cucumbers in those crates are 30 caliber. And here come the bag boys now.
Alright, Batgirl seriously, like, pisses me off in this episode, but I'm gonna get to that later. Some goons show up, and they start unloading forklifts from a truck. Alright. Now, I'm not a big city professional forklift driver. Oh, it's true. But I'm sure that carrying a forklift inside of a truck with the driver already sitting inside isn't how unloading works. Maybe if anybody out there knows, maybe if one of you listening out there is a professional forklift driver, you can tell me. I wouldn't know. Nightwing jumps into action. So he opens his arms and these little wings come out from under his suit, kind of like those like skydiving flight suits or those weird web wings that Spider-Man used to have under his armpits for a while back in like the 70s, I think. Well, these little wings basically give Nightwing the power of flight. He's supposed to be gliding, but he's really just flying. It's kind of like the cape in Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario World, more specifically. So for those of you who speak geek, that's exactly how those little wings underneath his suit work. Nightwing beats up a bunch of thugs that are carrying machine guns. Danny Trejo-looking thug tries to run over Nightwing with a forklift, but Nightwing kicks him off and then drives the forklift off the pier into the water. Danny Trejo thug sneaks up on Nightwing, but gets kicked by Batgirl. Nightwing tells her to go to hell, basically, before he beats up another thug and chases after him. Danny Trejo thug runs into Batman, but Batman just stands there and lets him go. Nightwing then runs by, and Batman just tells him, he's all yours. From that water tower that we were at earlier, we see that this ugly mime is... Oh, that's Catwoman. So she's there as well. Nightwing catches up to the thug, but the thug is beat up and gagged by Catwoman. She tells Nightwing that it's a gift, blows him a kiss, and then goes away. And then we have a pretty funny moment where the gagged Danny Trejo thug tries to talk.
You said it.
We cut to Dick Grayson and Barbara Gordon talking in a garage as Dick fixes his bike.
A kiss? Why'd you let her go?
She didn't do anything except help.
Her kind of help you can do without.
Jealous?
What the heck were you doing down by the docks anyway?
Just keeping my eye on things. I've been hearing rumors about this South American smuggling ring. Word is something big is coming in, and soon. If you'll excuse me.
There's safety in numbers, you know.
You and Bruce don't have to look out for me, Barb. I'm not stupid.
No, you just act that way sometimes.
You know how to lock up.
There's room for two on that thing.
Some other time.
God, I hate Batgirl. You cheated on him. He doesn't owe you anything. Just because you regret what you did doesn't mean that you have the right to keep butting into his life. It was your mistake. It was your fault. Leave him alone. Seriously, she acts as if he's being a jerk because he's ignoring her? Dude, you were together. You decided to hook up with Batman while you were still with him. He owes you nothing. I seriously do not like Batgirl throughout the rest of the series for that alone. Nightwing leaves on his motorcycle as Barbara looks at a picture of them when they were together. Oh, boo-hoo. Then maybe you shouldn't have slept with Bruce. Nightwing goes to investigate someone when Catwoman shows up. They see this huge, bald dude who looks like the singer Pitbull, but with a hook for a hand. And his name is called Enrique El Gancho. And El Gancho means hook in Spanish, so I guess it's a good thing he has a hook for a hand. Or his last name would have, like, made no sense for him. He's a weapons and drug smuggler from Colombia, according to Catwoman. Although later on she says Argentina, so I'm not sure, but they do say Colombia in this scene. Catwoman wants to work together, but Nightwing doesn't trust her.
A patrol. Going to be tricky. I'll tell you when we can move.
We? I don't know what your angle is.
Why is it so hard for you people to accept that I've changed? Doesn't anybody believe in redemption anymore?
Why come to me?
Who else would give me the chance? Certainly not your boss.
He's not my boss.
Of course not. You're your own man now, aren't you?
Catwoman and Nightwing jump into El Gancho's home and they sneak around. Nightwing finds some information about a shipping schedule for boats on a computer, and he transfers everything into a disk. Nightwing says that it's time to leave, but Catwoman is already gone. At that moment, El Gancho's men come in with guns holding up Nightwing. El Gancho himself comes in, and he's about to kill Nightwing when Catwoman shows up for the save. She takes out the guys with the guns, and then both her and Nightwing fight El Gancho. She kicks El Gancho through a desk, and his hook hand gets stuck on the desk, giving Catwoman and Nightwing enough time to leave. More men with guns appear, and Catwoman and Nightwing have to jump through a glass ceiling into a swimming pool below. Nightwing cuts the power using a shuriken, and the building goes dark. Some more thugs come in through to the pool, and Nightwing and Catwoman attack the guards in the dark, and they manage to get away. Outside, Catwoman and Nightwing part ways, but not before they flirt a little. And as they leave, we see Batman hiding in the shadows the entire time. In the next scene, we're at Selina Kyle's apartment, as she plays with her 12 cats, or however many there is. Now, she's out of costume, and she looks slightly better. She has short black pixie hair, and she's dressed in a gray dress. And she looks a lot better than when she's Mime Catwoman. Also, her skin isn't pale white, so that means that she paints her face white when she's Catwoman now. Batman shows up and tells Selina to stay away from Nightwing.
I thought I felt a chill.
I want you to stay away from Nightwing.
Mother birds usually know when to let their robins leave the nest. He's a big boy wonder now. A man wonder, in fact.
I don't trust you, Selina.
Of course you don't. That's why it never could have worked out between us.
Is this a private party?
Don't you men ever use the door. Don't mind him. He just wants to protect your honor.
I don't need a chaperone.
You don't know what she's capable of.
She's been straight with me. Maybe you just never gave her the chance.
If you don't trust me, Batman, trust him.
I guess I have to.
Oh man, that was intense. Nightwing tells Selina about the shipping schedule and how there's a boat named Little Angels that will arrive tonight. He noticed that El Gancho kept mentioning Angelitos in his documents, which is Spanish for little angels. Catwoman says that she needs something to do tonight, and she tries to kiss Nightwing, but he stops her. He grabs her wrist, and he checks her whip to show her that there's a bat tracker on it. Outside, Selina is now dressed as Catwoman, and she is there with her cat Isis and with Nightwing. They look through binoculars and see that Batman and Batgirl are in the Batmobile checking on them, like some kind of criminal. As Nightwing puts it. Selina puts the tracker on Isis and lets the cat run away somewhere else. Batman and Girl go after the signal. Nightwing and Catwoman arrive at the docks and they go inside the boat. They find shipping crates inside full of stolen ancient artifacts. As Nightwing looks around, he hears pots breaking. It's like if she's Link in any of the Zelda games. Catwoman is breaking some pots. She breaks one and finds a huge green gem inside.
What are you doing?
Just collecting what's mine. The Cat's Eye Emerald, the Pearl of Argentina.
How's that yours?
I took it fair and square. Of course, getting it out of the country was another matter. I knew about Enrique's smuggling operation.
So you slipped it into one of his shipments?
My only problem was figuring out when the shipment was coming in.
You played me for a sap.
Aw, but such a sweet sap.
Catwoman kicks Nightwing and traps him in a net. Batman and Batgirl show up, and Batman lets Nightwing loose from the net.
You all right?
Just brokenhearted. She led us right to the Emerald, just like you said.
You set me up!
Afraid so.
El Gancho and his men show up and they trap everyone. Batgirl throws some smoke bombs and Batman and Nightwing beat up the thugs. Catwoman runs away and Nightwing goes after her, leaving El Gancho to Batman. As for Batgirl, I have no idea where she went. She just disappeared. Batman and El Gancho have a cool fight that ends with Batman ripping off El Gancho's hook arm and dropping like 20 crates on his head. And then we get the cool Super Shredder moment where El Gancho like still gets up, but then he just passes out immediately. Just like Super Shredder in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. Catwoman tries to get away in a speedboat, and Nightwing flies after her. As I said, Super Mario World cape. Catwoman shoots flares at Nightwing, but he kicks her and a flare goes off inside the boat, setting it on fire. Catwoman and Nightwing have a fight on the boat, but Nightwing jumps off and saves both of both him and Selina, or Catwoman, before the boat crashes into a propeller of this huge boat and it blows up. The Batboat shows up and Batgirl is inside driving. She asks Nightwing if he needs help and he smiles at her. The end. Alright, so it's time for some of our after show notes. There really isn't any for this story. Catwoman in costume looks awful. I mentioned it in that bonus episode I did this weekend. I don't like how she looks at all. Her civilian redesign isn't too bad. And in case you're wondering why she was blonde in the previous episode, I'm sorry, previous series, and now she's a brunette, there is actually a story about that in the Batman Adventure comic books. It seems that she used to dye her hair blonde, but the cosmetics company that made the hair product was testing on animals, so she stopped using it and went back to brunette. That's 100% true. Sure.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right, everybody. It's time for the Batcave Archives. The Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. At number one on our list, we have Almost Got 'Em, the episode where all the villains play poker and tell their best Batman stories. At number 89, we have The Terrible Trio, where three bored college kids decide to start robbing people, and somehow this is a tough thing for Batman to stop. Now, where would I rank this episode? So we're ranking it from 1 to 90. This is a good episode. I like it. I like Nightwing. He's pretty cool. They don't really give much backstory on him, though. He's just there. Catwoman, for as awful as she looks, I like her character here. I like that she's treacherous. You don't know whether to trust her or not. I mean, that's usually the way she's been, but I really like how they use her here. Let's see, 89. So right in the middle, we have the episode Be a Clown. That is the episode where Joker kidnaps Mayor Hill's son. And I like that episode because that one's the first time we see Joker as a real threat. Not just like this weird clown. He is actually very scary in that. Right below at 46, Eternal Youth. That is the episode where Dr. Demeter, who some people say is Poison Ivy, is turning people into trees. So that one's pretty good. Nothing to Fear. That is the Scarecrow episode, I believe, where he's poisoning the water. That one's okay. Below that, Pretty Poison. That is the debut of Poison Ivy. That's a pretty good episode, too. I mean, we got pretty good episodes here. I don't know if this one is be as good as that. Here's a good one. At number 59, The Lion and the Unicorn. Now, that is the episode with where we find out Alfred used to be like a secret agent of sorts. And that's a pretty good like spy thriller story. I think this one might be kind of on par with that. Right below that, we have Shadow of the Bat Part 2. That is the second part to the Batgirl saga. This episode is better than that. Actually, I think that this episode is better than Lion and the Unicorn. Right above that, we have Sins of the Father, which we just reviewed a couple of weeks ago, as it was the origin story of the new Robin, Tim Drake. This episode is about on par with that, actually. I don't think it's better or worse. It might be a bit better. Right above that, Riddler's Reform. That is the episode where Riddler tries to convince everybody that he's turned a new leaf. And actually, I think that is a much better episode than this one. So, it is right in between Sins of the Father and Lion and the Unicorn, between 58 and 59. It's a tough one, because this is a fun episode. I really like Nightwing, how he's showing that he has become his own man. He's not Robin anymore. So, man, it's a tough one. But you know what? We're going to number it. Our new number 58, Scratch Your Back. All right, everybody, that's going to be it for this week's show. And I want to congratulate our two winners of the Batman Royal Rumble contest that just happened yesterday. And we have our two winners. The Men's Rumble winner, Johnny Too Sweet. Congratulations to him. His number one, I have the numbers right here. So his entry, which was number 14, won the Men's Rumble. And the other entry, that number 25, was won by David Gomez. So congratulations to David Gomez and to Johnny Too Sweet for being our winners for the Batman Royal Rumble contest. I will pick out some cool Batman prize and I will send that to you as soon as I can. Everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to CaptainMarvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Nightwing. Thank you.